Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Psalm 71:18, "Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not."
I sing of thee, O blessed Christ, since thou hast saved me by thy grace, redeemed by thee at dreadful price. With angels I would sing thy praise. I sing of thee, O blessed Savior, thy praise shall now my tongue employ. I'll sing of thee, O Lord, forever, for thou hast filled my soul with joy. Of thee I'll sing while life shall last, at home, abroad, on land or sea, and when through death to life I've passed, forevermore I'll sing of thee. I sing of thee, O blessed Savior, thy praise shall
I don't often read many of the emails that come to me that people send. I read them, but I'm talking about I don't pass them on. But I'd like to do that today. And this is sent to me. The author is unknown, and it's entitled "A Psalm of Lament." My church has passed me by. O God, my soul is distressed within me, and my heart is sad. Your church, the church I have loved and served all my life, has passed me by. Some might attribute my distress to what people down here have called the generation gap. This is possible since I have attained the biblically allotted age of 70, as the psalmist described it. But I don't think I'm deadened to the needs of the young, since I taught young people for an entire career, always try to see things through their eyes. Oh God, I am sad because it is getting hard for me to worship in your church today. You know I have sensitive ears, and those booming drums and blasting trumpets always hurt my eardrums. I leave church on Sundays with a splitting headache. I doubt that this is what you want us to endure in order to worship you. I once tried earplugs, but even that failed to filter out the worst noise. Besides, it seems irreverent for one wanting to hear a word from you to enter into your presence with stopped-up ears or amid the sounds of secular-inspired rock and roll noise. And Lord, those choruses we sing, I wouldn't mind so much if we could sit, but they often have us to stand up so long the arthritis in my knee starts screaming almost as loud as the PA system. If I sit down by myself, I appear uncooperative. I would gladly stand up to worship you, ignoring the pain, if really worshiping you were what we were doing. But we sing those choruses over and over and over again. Surely, O Lord, your memory isn't so short that you cannot remember what we say unless we repeat it several times. Even if you didn't get it the first time, surely you would have the second repeat. But after the fourth or fifth repeat of the very same phrase, surely you must think that we are like the pagans your son spoke about, who think they will be heard because of their many words, or like the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel trying to get the attention of their deity. O Lord, I know I'm over the hill, as they say down here, Sometimes I feel guilty when I do not enjoy what the teenagers enjoy. It seems that young people today have grown partially deaf from listening to what they call boom boxes with the volume turned up so loud it can be heard two blocks away. I know I should be sympathetic to such physically handicapped persons. Forgive my callousness, O Lord. But do you really want your church turned into a boom box? Your son once drove the money changers from the temple. I wonder what he would do with the amplifiers, tweeters, and projectors in our churches should he ever happen to drop in. I guess I could endure the noise, Lord, if it were some more substance to those courses. But there isn't much substance there. Of course, some of them simply repeat the words of Scripture, and one should appreciate that. Forgive me if I sometime prefer to hear the word read and hear it in a quieter atmosphere. Or else melt me and mold me and make me half deaf so I can enjoy your word when it is boomed to me musically over and over through the public address system whose volume is turned up several decibels too high. I long, O Lord, for the old paths. I long to hear the great hymns that exalt you and contain great truth about redemption. There is good theology in those old hymns. Of course, they weren't old, or they aren't old to you. Pardon the humor, Lord, but I bet you enjoy a good laugh. I like organ music. It helps me worship. Many of your churches have thrown out their organs and substituted something like what is called a rock band. I prefer choirs over what they call worship teams. I like to sing from the hymn books. But many churches don't use hymnals, and the words must be read from what is called an overhead projector. I feast spiritually upon hearing God's men preach from the Word of God without apology, declaring as new to my soul the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. It is by hearing your word that my faith is strengthened. I know the argument. Young people cannot relate to worship unless the music is like what they sing outside the church. Isn't there something wrong with that argument, Lord? Should the world be setting the agenda for your church? I thought the way we worship you should be different from the way secular folks worship other gods. Shouldn't we be teaching that to our teens instead of promoting the sound of street music for them to supposedly worship you with? You know, O God, that I appreciate the attempt to create what is called blended worship. You know, sing one hymn and then a modern chorus or two, mixing them up, hoping to have something for everybody. You know, I've honestly tried to worship that way, but it's difficult, Lord. For just as I'm getting truly blessed by the word of arise, my soul arise, we burst into a frothy chorus. Correct me if I'm wrong, dear Lord, but I believe frothy church music will produce frothy faith. I don't want my faith to be frothy. I want to have a backbone of steel. And that's something someone wrote, and I wanted to share it with you on our devotional today about forgetting the old paths and catering to the new and untried, which is not new and untried, but is deceptive and old. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.